Welcome to Travel It Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, and every week at this time, we bring you inside the world of travel, from hotels and tours to cruise ships, planes, trains, and even things you can eat on your trip. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the show later on Facebook on blogtalkradio.com or on my own website, danschlossberg.net. My special guest tonight in the 307th episode of Travel It Radio is Cindy Graham of Blue Bag Nomads. Welcome, Cindy, to Travel It Radio.
Hi, Dan. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, I'm really glad you're here. I want to tell our listeners, Cindy is a freelance travel writer, blogger, and digital nomad who travels the world one house or pet sit at a time. She's managed and edited magazines for many years. The author of two books, she loves to share her passion for reading and writing, especially her travel blog, Blue Bag Nomad. A true nomad, she has lived in San Diego, Asheville, New York City, London, Oslo, and Rome. Wow, that's a mouthful. Cindy, first of all, tell our listeners, please, what is Blue Bag Nomad and where did that name come from?
Blue Bag Nomads is a travel blog, like you said, where we share our passion for travel and hopefully it will inspire others to travel. The name is a funny story. I had originally a blog called Traveling Sisters, but then my husband started traveling with me and he's like, no, we need to change it. So our bags when we were traveling literally fell apart. We bought new ones that were pretty blue, and as we were sitting there looking at them, we're like, well, why not Blue Bag Nomads? And it just kind of stuck. So that's how the name came up.
Oh, that's a great explanation. You have carved a niche for yourself. You're a house sitter for hire. Someone hires you to watch their home and or their pets, and you get a free place to stay in some glorious destination. Tell us about some of the places you've been and how long you've stayed there.
We have house set in 7 countries, and we went to Europe for 9 months last year. We started out in Oslo, Norway at Christmas time for 5 weeks. Then we stayed in London for 8 weeks and a very hot summer in Rome. Returning to the U.S., we've been from San Francisco to New York City, spending many places that we've stayed, and then 3 weeks in a log cabin in Vermont. And currently, I'm on an island across the water from Seattle.
Whidbey Island, yes?
Or
is it a different island?
Bainbridge Island.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that one too. Okay, what do you need to be a pet sitter?
Obviously, I think passionate and a love for animals, especially dogs and cats, because most of the house sits either have one or both. You need to be very dependable, and you know, you just respect the home like if it was your own.
And not allergic either.
Yeah, right.
Are there any pets, Cindy, that you would avoid?
Large birds and horses. There are a lot of houses that have horses, which always surprises me. But anything else besides birds and horses, we're good with, including reptiles.
Okay. We're talking with Cindy Graham of Blue Bag Nomads. Cindy, you've had lots of good experiences as a pet sitter. But how about some bad ones? I'm sure you must have had one or two of those, too.
Well, we actually have one that was our least favorite. And it wasn't because of the location or the dogs we were taking care of. It was really the owners and their home. Well, really their home. But they had kind of an attitude about it. The people had just moved in. They had no heat. And, yes, it was cold. No refrigerator. No internet. And, of course, being digital nomads, we needed internet. And there's a bunch of other things, but we'll keep it to that. The location actually was very nice, and we took 3 German Shepherds to the beach almost every day. And this was just, you know, the people in the house, just we would like to avoid anything like that in the future.
Okay. Cindy, what were your longest and shortest gigs?
I believe the shortest was for 4 nights. And the longest we did was for 6 months. And the couple went on a 6-month around-the-world cruise, which I was very jealous about, of course.
How did you get started in the barter business?
Well, we'd sold our house, and our sons had moved out, and we'd thought about buying an RV, but we really wanted to go to Europe and spend some time there. So we kept Google searching, and we finally just happened to come across house sitting.
And how do potential clients find out about you?
Well, we belong to a website called Trusted House Sitters. On the site, we have a profile page that includes information about us and the reviews we get from people from the sits we've done. And then every day there are postings on the site with lots of new opportunities. There's hundreds of people looking for house sitters. And when I find one that's a good fit, then I apply for it like you're applying for a job. You send them a letter of introduction, and then they get notified. And if it's a good match, they'll write back, and we'll usually, like, do a Skype, a video Skype, so you can kind of get to know the people better, and then we'll agree to do the sit.
And how much repeat business do you get?
We've done quite a few repeats, and we've had quite a few people ask us, but we've been too busy or not in the right area, you know, like if we're on the East Coast and they're on the West. So, we've had quite a few people ask us to come back.
Okay. Listeners, we're talking with Cindy Graham of Blue Bag Nomads. Cindy, animals don't always adapt well to strangers. Have you ever encountered any problems?
We've only had one cat that never really warmed up to us, but the owners even said, you know, that might happen. They weren't concerned. They just wanted to make sure that someone was there to give it plenty of food and water, and fortunately it was only for a week and a half. And there were two cats, and the one, you know, would come lay on my lap, but the other one was just, you know, very, very shy.
And have you ever been a pet sitter for an unusual pet, say a monkey, a pig, or a peacock?
Well, we did take care of two house rabbits, which was very different for me. I had never had rabbits before. And next month, we have a house that where they have three ducks. So that will be interesting. I've seen house sits for pigs, goats, and even once I saw one for a cow.
Wow. Well, I would imagine that the ducks are outside in a pond. Am I correct?
They have like a... I think she said it was like a greenhouse that you let them out every day. And then, yes, there's a small pond on the property. And then you just, they're kind of like chickens. You know, they'll go back in the greenhouse at night. So you just have to let them out in the morning and put them back, you know, close them in at night.
And Cindy, Europeans, unlike Americans, often travel for a month or more at a time, as you mentioned earlier. What's expected of a house sitter or pet sitter who watches their property?
Well, most owners just ask you to treat their home like if it was your own and water plants and collect the mail. And, you know, if a little something, you know, breaks or needs to be fixed, that, you know, minor things, it's okay to go ahead and do that. And when we are getting ready to leave, we always try to make the house look like just like when they left, you know, so you clean the house before they come back. And then one other thing that we do is we always make sure, because utilities are such a big part of this, that we always want to know how they keep the house so that we don't run up utility bills, because that's the most easiest thing to possibly be a problem.
When you're on assignment, Cindy, as a pet sitter, do you also get paid for your time and effort?
Unfortunately, not through this service. We don't pay for the Wi-Fi or utilities or rent. So we have felt it has been a pretty good fair trade.
We're talking with Cindy Graham of Blue Bag Nomads. Cindy, do you have repeat clients? In other words, people who use your services on a regular basis? I know sometimes you probably get booked and people ask you and you just can't, because you can't do two at one time, right?
Right. We are actually currently right now booked all the way out till June of next year. And I get requests all the time for people that want us to come back, or someone who has seen our profile page on the website. We've been invited to New Zealand, Australia, Japan. So there's, for us, we have found that there's always lots of great opportunities and people are always looking to have us come back.
When you do get invited to some far-flung place, let's say Japan, you have to pay your own airfare, yes?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Have you ever run into a language barrier? Maybe some pets who only understand commands in a language other than English?
That's funny that you should ask. two of the cats we took care of were actually bilingual. I wish I knew two languages. But anyway, in France and Norway, before we arrived, what I did was I asked them to send me a set of basic words, because you don't have to know the whole language. You just need to know words that they are accustomed to hearing for, like, you know, food or do you want to go outside, that kind of thing. And like in Norway, the word for food is mat. So we would say mat mat to get the cats to come eat. So, and it also has to do with your tone of voice. You know, they learn pretty quickly what you want.
And also the word for no, I think, would be a universal word almost, yes?
Almost. There's a few that it's not. But even like in Norway, no, you know, was no.
Yeah, and animals definitely respond to no, especially the way it's said.
Yes.
I'm a pet lover myself. I have a dog and I did have a cat. The cat passed away recently, but I'm a pet lover myself, and they definitely respond to no. I want to tell our listeners, you're listening to Travel Itch Radio with Dan Schlossberg. Find the archive show on blogtalkradio.com or check out Travel Itch Radio on Facebook. We're also on iTunes. Cindy, do you now or have you ever had pets of your own?
We've had a wide variety of pets, dogs, cats, turtles, koi, the fish, frogs, and a few others. But currently, because we know we're traveling, we don't have any of our own. But when I settle down, I definitely am going to get at least one dog, probably two.
Okay. Well, with dogs, as you well know, you can't get away for more than 4 or 5 hours tops. Do you ever feel tied down when you're doing your pet sitter thing?
On a rare occasion, but we have found many of the homeowners have friends that can come feed the dog as a backup if needed, but usually we don't do that. We have found that being away 4 or 5 hours is plenty of time, because you're there for, I mean, most of the house sits we do, like in Europe, are 4 months. So you have time to really explore, even if it's only 4 or 5 hours a day.
And isn't there much more freedom when you're house sitting in an animal-free place?
Absolutely, but they're hard to find. At least we haven't really seen them. And when we have seen them, it's usually the owners want to do like a trade, like, you know, you're painting or, you know, doing some kind of carpentry work. They usually, you know, want some kind of work done around the house.
Okay, we're talking with Cindy Graham of Blue Bag Nomads. Cindy, what are some of the favorite places you've seen?
Well, Oslo was our first international house sit. So, and we were there for Christmas and New Year's. And so that was really special for us. It was one of our all-time favorites. And then Ludlow, England is a small town not far from the Wales border. And it was like living in a fairy tale. It has a very active city center, a castle, and a beautiful walk along the river. And because we're taking care of two dogs, we walked every day exploring the area. And then there's one other place that we really, really liked, and it was just this itty-bitty tiny town in Scotland. But it was just, you know, it was like magical. It just, you know, felt like you're in a special place. It's kind of hard to explain, but it was really, really a neat place to be.
And kind of hard to pronounce, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you see the Loch Ness Monster?
No, but we did go to Loch Doon Castle.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me ask you about some of your least favorite. I'm sure you have some of those, too.
Well, knock on wood, fortunately, at the moment, no. I just simply love to travel and explore new places. So far, I don't have a least favorite.
Oh, it's good to know. How about a bucket list of places you'd like to go but haven't gone yet?
Oh, yes. I'd love to go to Greece. And I'd also like to see the pyramids in Egypt. We are actually talking to a woman about a house sit for 6 weeks in Cairo next year. So I'm hoping that works out. My fingers are definitely crossed.
Oh, good luck. Hope that works out for you. Cindy, how often do you travel, and does your busy travel schedule leave you enough time for writing?
Well, we've been location independent for 3 years, usually traveling every 3 weeks to 2 months. And last month was a big travel month. We drove from New York City after spending 9 months on the East Coast and drove all the way to Seattle. And along the way, we had two house sits. And we also went to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And luckily, so far, I have found the time to get writing assignments done on time, but I do need to work on my own website, something that I'm hoping to find more time to do.
How long did that drive take from New York City to Seattle?
So it wasn't a straight drive through.
That helps.
Yeah,
who pays the cost
really
of your transportation? Well, you actually mentioned this. You pay your own cost of transportation, right? Airline tickets and car rental if you need it.
Yeah, fortunately, we've never needed to rent a car. Like when you're in Europe, you have usually a really good bus system or subways. And about half of the house sits we did, they actually had a car that you could that we had the ability to use. So we actually did get out and go see places off the beaten path. And now that we're back on the west coast of the U.S., what we do is we usually group sits together, like we're going to be in the Pacific Northwest for 4 months before we head down to Portland and San Francisco.
That sounds wonderful. Do you ever get tired of being a pet sitter?
Fortunately, not yet. Having pets, having pets when you're traveling actually is kind of neat because it makes you feel like you're more at home, like you belong there. And it also gets you out of the house if you have a dog. If you take dogs for a walk, you have to get out and take them for a walk, and you can go, them with you a lot of the times and wander places. And so I actually think having pets has been is a real benefit of house sitting.
Okay, we're talking with Cindy Graham of Blue Bag Nomads. Cindy, where do you live in the U.S.? You mentioned West Coast, and would you consider doing the same thing here?
Our home base is in Northern California, in about an hour from Sacramento up in the mountains, because that's where one of our sons moved. We did, when we first started house sitting, we actually did house sit in that area. We did like two or three sits just to make sure that, my husband and I were comfortable doing this, because we didn't want to go like to Europe and then find out we didn't like it. So we did do several locally. When we're ready to settle down, we might do a few in the local area, because one of the things we like to do by our house sitting is that we're helping others who have pets to go on vacation and feel good about going on vacation. They know that their pets are going to be well taken care of. They're not in a kennel. They're being, their needs are being met. And we also send pictures on a regular basis showing, the pets are doing good, not to worry.
Now, that's good to know. Do you have any travel tips, pro or con, that you can give us about a specific destination?
Not specifically about one destination, but something that we've discovered that I really like are walking tours. It's like in Oslo, it really helped us understand and see how the city was all laid out, and you always see things that you wouldn't see on your own. So I've become a big fan of walking tours. We even took one in Edinburgh. And in London, they have quite a few different ones. I mean, they have a Harry Potter walking tour. They have a historical walking tour. And then they have one where, just getting to know the area, seeing some of the major attractions. So that's probably one thing that we've learned that really is made it special when we go somewhere, so that we can really see what we feel is a good way to learn about a city by taking walking tours.
Okay, I'd like to ask you about favorites and least favorites. So let's talk about airlines and also countries.
So I absolutely love Switzerland, but I think it's also one of the most expensive places to visit. So when we went last time, we actually stayed in France, which is much more budget-friendly, but we were able to spend the day because we were right on the border.
Ah, so you were in the French Alps, so, yes?
No, it was it wasn't the French Alps, but it was right in the corner of where Germany, France, where Basel, Switzerland is. That's where we were.
Oh, okay.
So for airlines, one that really helped us out was the low-cost carrier Norwegian Air. We've flown them 4 times, and our experience has been excellent. And it's one of the reasons that we actually were able to go to Norway was because it was affordable. They made it affordable. We were able to do that.
So you flew from where to Oslo?
We flew from Oakland, California to Oslo, and then we went a bunch of places, and we flew home from Copenhagen back to Oakland on Norwegian.
Very nice. That sounds great. Cindy, you've been a guest on the Jet Set TV show and a contributor to both Luxury Globe Media and Chicken Soup for the Soul, Stepping Outside Your Comfort Zone. Please share what those things are and where they can be found.
My contribution to the was about overcoming obstacles, reaching out. You know, like the title, it says I was stretching my comfort zone to do things that I didn't necessarily feel comfortable doing or feel like they were possible. But by doing things and getting out and contacting people, that's how I started becoming a travel writer, is by stepping outside of my comfort zone. Anyway, that's what my story in the book is about. And then Jet Set TV was an interview similar to this one about house sitting and traveling. And then the Chicken Soup is Books Soul book is available in bookstores. And I also did a podcast with the author of Chicken Soup of the Soul, Amy Newhart. And if you go to our website, I have the podcast and the Jet Set link on our media page. So if you go to our media page and look down the, you'll find links to both of those.
Okay. And what is the website?
Bluebagnomads.com.
Okay. We're talking with Cindy Graham of Blue Bag Nomads. Cindy, if somebody wants to trade time for space as you did, how do they start? Can they contact you or what?
Oh, yes. Please contact me. And on our website, we also have a discount code with the website that we normally use. And then if you go to our website, there's a menu tab labeled house sitting that will give you a few insights about, you know, is it a fit for you? You know, what's expected? But also, I love to hear from people and would be happy to answer anyone's questions.
Cindy, our listeners always like to know more about our guests. So please share where you were born, raised, and schooled, how you got into travel journalism, and how and when you started Blue Bag Nomads.
I was born in the Los Angeles area, and my family moved to San Diego when I was in third grade and lived there for most of my life, graduating from San Diego State University with a business management degree. And my husband and I were in the publishing business for over 20 years and owned a niche magazine. And since I was familiar with writing and editing, that when we sold our magazine, I thought, if I could do anything, you know, what would I want to do? And travel writing kept coming up as my number one dream. I actually started travel blogging about 10 years ago, like I mentioned, with the name Traveling Sisters, which was more of a hobby. But since my husband and I are traveling together, we ended up changing the name to Blue Bag Nomads. But I've been doing it for about 10 years now.
Very nice. Cindy, please tell our listeners how they can contact you. Is there an email address they can use?
Yep. It's cindy@bluebagnomads.com.
That's very easy to remember.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Or on our website, there's a contact form which you could fill out.
You would like to add before we start signing off?
Gosh. You know, if you get into house sitting, it's been absolutely wonderful for us. It's not a good fit for everyone, so make sure that you really do love animals and that you're comfortable being in someone's home. You know, I think it's also kind of a trust thing. So you need to feel comfortable with the people that you're going to be house sitting. And that's kind of why we do a Skype call, is to get to know them a little bit better before we commit to doing a house sit. But we're on our 37th house sit right now.
Wow, that's great. I know things like Uber and Lyft have a thing where the driver rates you and you rate the driver and you build
right up
a reputation that way. Do you have anything similar with house sitting?
Yes. On the Trusted House Sitter website that we use that one because it has sits in places that we want to go. And but on my website, there's a bunch of other house sitting websites. But getting back, okay, so Trusted House Sitters does have a review system, and they give, you know, 1 to 5 star, and then the people you house sit for can write about, you know, their experience with your house sitting. And, yes, so you want to get 5-star reviews. Those are, you know, the best. And we've got like 25 or 26 5-star reviews, I think.
Very nice. So is it trustedhousesitter.com? Is that the website?
Correct.
Okay, and I think that's a wrap. Our special guest tonight has been Cindy Graham, award-winning travel journalist and founder of Blue Bag Nomads. Cindy, thank you for being our guest on Travel Itch Radio.
Thank you, Dan.
A pleasure having you. And listeners, the big winter holidays are coming soon. It's already November 1st. So when you're thinking about gifts, how about the new Baseball Bible, my 424-page illustrated unorthodox history of baseball? It's not only the most unusual baseball book ever published, but it's 424 pages for less than a sawbuck. Such a deal. Order on Amazon.com today and have it in plenty of time as a gift for your favorite baseball fan or even for yourself. And that's it for this edition of Travel Itch Radio. Next week, same time, same station, our guest will be Grant Gentlinger, founder and co-chair of Settlers Hospitality in the beautiful Poconos Mountains of Pennsylvania. And that show will be coming to you live from the Silver Birches Resort. So now this is Dan Schlossberg, along with my special guest Cindy Graham of Blue Bag Nomads, saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night.